Alice Kelsey is an artist from Warriors Mark, Pennsylvania, who has spent a year capturing the spirit of a pond in central Pennsylvania in many different media and materials. Her new work has been on exhibit this month in a solo show titled Through the Surface at the Bellefonte Art Museum, closing on Sunday, May 28th. Dr. Joanne Reif, an art historian and musicologist from Scranton, paid a visit to Bellefonte to take in the exhibition, and she shares her impressions with us now.
As a physician and artist, Alice Kelsey joins together the riches of two professions that to some might seem distinct. To her, they mean a unified source for the joy of creating gentle, colorful, and lovely visual works of art. The subject of these works are water lilies. They grow in a certain spot in central Pennsylvania where Alice returns every spring to observe them, to see how their sheltered watery space has fared through the cold months, and to note new growth under the light and shade of the spring sky. As an undergraduate at Hamilton College, Alice was drawn equally to biology and to painting and printmaking, to the formation in her studies, we might say, of an analytical eye, a love of beauty, and expert skill in the use of instruments and materials. Titling her exhibition Through the Surface, Alice wishes for us to look at the water lilies both as if through the shimmer of the water's surface and for the textures we see in them, the oils on panel, on canvas, and on linen, the pastels, pen, and silver point. I was drawn at first glance to Water Lilies in Dawn, a picture about 18 by 24 inches, whose subject matter seems to burst out of the canvas through the frame. The picture caught my eye because of its blood-red color, so different from the greens and blues of the other paintings in the parlor-sized room. I could have been looking at a slide under a microscope. The water lily was painted with such intensity. In diagonal and perpendicular lines, the artist captured the energy and force of the bloom as it opened up against the horizontal surface of the lily pad. The canvas was infused with warm, purplish-red oils. Only a few touches of a solid green reminded us that we were looking at water and the plant growth so connected to it. In an anteroom adjacent to the parlor, I took my time to sit and take in a lovely, large-sized painting titled Pond, New Growth. This oil on panel resonated in the vibrant, fresh spring green that we see here in Pennsylvania for only a few short weeks in April and May. If I dare say it, the canvas sings of various shades of green, a yellowish green in the upper quarter of the picture, bright green toward the center, a deeper green at the heart, and a white, light green at the lower quarter of the picture. To these, the painter adds dabs of delicate pink, what we might call the grace notes of this varied and sprightly music. The lily pads, which are small, proliferate in curved, comma-like shapes and appear to float across the horizontal of the canvas. Colors and shapes form a beautiful harmony of surface and hint as well at what might lie beneath. By contrast, Pond Emerald, hanging at the far end of the parlor, portrays the same spot at a different time of day and from a different vantage point. In Pond New Growth, we looked straight ahead, gazing into the pond and into its movement beneath the surface. Here, in Pond Emerald, we are standing farther down the shore and looking at the pond from a diagonal and upward. We see the same shore grass, the same small pads and buds, but now in diagonal from the bottom of the picture to the middle and side. Most likely painted in the late afternoon, the flora have now all become jewel green. The resplendent color overtakes our gaze and envelops us in its brilliance. We can only imagine how far it continues to glow beyond the space of the frame. Alice achieves this glorious jewel tone by means of eye and material. She has painted green over green, like beautiful pendants and bands on the surface of textured linen. A large canvas, across the pond to sun, dominates the gallery. 36 by 30 inches, it is striking in its exuberance of color. Deep purple, green, and blue-green warm to yellow-white as sunlight and water meet. A companion painting, Pond Rhythms, 36 by 32 inches, delights in its unusual palette of aqua and reddish-brown. Vertical lines like stalks or slender grass on the left-hand side of the picture contrast the rounded forms that move rhythmically throughout the panel surface. Alice's smaller pictures delight as well. Water lily cluster, Promise, and two water lilies, Grace, exude the feeling of small portraits. Full face, profile, three-quarter length, full length. We see all angles, all perspectives. Such is the certain eye and whimsy of their painter. I realized by the end of my tour that the pond for Alice Kelsey is a very dear and cherished home. This gifted and loving painter invites us into this home most warmly. She shares what she finds most fascinating, most meaningful, and most full of inner spirit. Alice told me that working in such a zone is a powerful and tender experience, much akin to the worship she's known throughout her life in the Quaker faith. Hers, she writes, is a centered, open, authentic way that allows art to happen. How grateful I was to meet Alice, to see her work, and to be welcomed into her most gentle, joyful, and beautiful home.
Dr. Joanne Reif, art historian and musicologist from Scranton, sharing her impressions of the exhibition titled Through the Surface, a solo show of new works by artist Alice Kelsey from Warriors Mark, Pennsylvania. The exhibition will run through Sunday, May 28th at the Belfont Art Museum, 133 North Allegheny Street in Belfont. Dr. Reif tells us the museum is in a charming limestone townhouse from 1810, the Lynn House. For more information on the web, belfontmuseum.org, belfontmuseum.org. And to see Alice Kelsey's work, her website is alicekelsey.com, and Kelsey is spelled K-E-L-S-E-Y, alicekelsey.com. You can see her work and learn more about her book, Through the Surface, An Exploration of Art-Making Materials, alicekelsey.com. And to hear a conversation with Alice Kelsey, you can check the Art Scene podcast at wvia.org. And the date of that podcast would be May 4th, 2017.